Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
This is Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Nathan Eovaldi, he's a guy that's been helping the Texas Rangers the last few years. He's certainly helped them the first outing of the year. He was Nathan Eovaldi-like, but more importantly, I wanted to know why Nathan Eovaldi is able to do what he does at the biggest time, on the biggest stages, in the biggest ways. I think it's a pretty good topic. I think it's a pretty good conversation. I don't know if it's science, but if you're talking about why pitchers are the best of the best at the most important time and trying to figure out why that is the case, well, Nathan Eovaldi is a perfect guy to try to uncover that science. All right, here you go. Here's Nathan Eovaldi.
There's no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Nathan Eovaldi. That's a fact. How are you?
I'm good. Doing really good. Yeah, how you doing?
Congratulations on your first start of the year.
Thank you.
I was talking to Garrett Whitlock about you. He said nice things. And talk about preparing for these big moments, these signature moments and everything else. I don't know what advice you can give. Like, one of the things he said is that you guys were competitive in everything. So when you get to the big moment, it's just another thing to be competitive at. But as a guy who has gone through different levels of, you know, postseason, opening day, whatever, we're here to educate young minds. What would you say to people in terms of trying to be the best at that?
I think it's just preparation. I think preparation for success every day. Trying to find that 1%, whatever it is, to get better each and every day and to make yourself better. I don't know really what it is about those big moments. I enjoy being there. I enjoy trying to prepare for them. And I think the most prepared as you can be to be able to go out there and have success, it's a good recipe to have.
Do you ever remember being, you've done it so many times, do you ever remember being nervous at any point?
Yeah. I feel like I'm always nervous. You know what
I mean? That's not a bad thing, right?
Yeah. I feel like I get nervous all the time. Even on the start day leading up to it was like I was having a hard time going to sleep at night just thinking about the game so much and how I want to attack the guys, what I'm going to need to be able to go out there and do. And there's a time where I think you got to be able to turn that switch off, right, and kind of step away from the game. And you're putting all that time and effort in at the field, right? But when I get home, I need to be able to just spend time with the family and stuff. And I think that's one of the things I'm able to do is, like, we've got a great support system and stuff at the house. And I think it helps me be able to, when I'm at the field, it's all about baseball. And when I'm at home, like, I'd be lying if I'm saying I'm not thinking about baseball, but it's not as much as if I was alone and stuff like that. So, being able to focus, prepare, and just being able to turn that switch on when it's time. If I started doing that, and as soon as the moment I woke up in the morning, I feel like I'd be mentally drained and fatigued and wouldn't be able to have that success. But I think that's where having a good routine comes in as well. Coming into the field, it's like knowing, like, all right, hey, I'm at the field, I'm prepared, and now it's just kind of like do my things that I've normally been doing and wait for that, for the game time to start, and then it kind of all, comes out then.
He said that you guys were competitive, who could stay in the steam room the longest.
Yeah, right? I feel like it's a little bit of everything, right?
Yeah.
You always feel like you can, like, you're doing really good, I'm setting the bar, and then you got somebody else who comes along and tries to do the same thing, and they're doing it as well, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what they're doing at home behind the scenes, whether it's eating, you're dieting, you're sleeping. You come to the field, and it's like, we would pull the sled, and who could pull the sled the fastest around the field?
Oh, believe me, I still have the image of coming out of the fog at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Salt bikes, what routine works best for you, and then getting other guys on that routine, and then taking other things from him as well. And we're out here and we're supporting each other. I think it's nice when you're out here and you're working really hard, and somebody else is working just as hard as you, and you want them to have that success as well when they're out there on the mound. You're striving for them, and then whatever they do, right, that next outing, you want to try and do better than they did, right? And but also at the same time, there's never anything negative going on against each other, but it's always that positive reinforcements. And I think that's part of watching the bullpens and stuff on the sides. It's like, okay, you see something that might be happening during the game, and then they trust you, and you can go up to them and talk to them during the game. And there's been a lot of guys in the past that they don't want to hear anything during a game, right? Like, they want to focus on what they need to focus on, but it's almost like you're hearing it from another coach because you trust the fact that, you know, they see how hard you work and they see the training and everything that goes into it, and you know, they trust it. I think whenever you have trust and belief in what you're doing and what others are doing for you, it's easier for you to relax and have success out there.
Along those lines, all these things, the value of you, and this is why I think that, you know, teams, you know, we can talk about age, experience, whatever it is, the value of you is a lot of these things that we're talking about. When you get to this offseason and you enter into another free agency, and I know, like, you know, how many teams are interested in everything, and I mean, I think it came down the Red Sox and Rangers. Would that be accurate? Yeah, okay. The reason is the value of you is, like, they see all that. And do you think that's valued enough in baseball, is what I'm saying? Because, you know, we say, like, so much spin rate and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of the things that kind of gets put on the back burner, right? Like, you want the guy who's going to be able to have, like, the great numbers and spin rates and things like that, because the game is so focused on analytics and everything now. I feel like there's trying to become a little bit more predictable in the outcome and what this guy can give you and that, but I think it goes a long way, right? Like, I mean, we talked about it a lot when I was over there with the Red Sox and the Daisy, and it's like, you can't win with the 25 guys you have on the field. Like, it's going to take the 60, it's going to take the staff and everybody else behind the scenes to be able to go out there and win the World Series, and ultimately that's the goal you want to have at the end of the day. I mean, we're not trying to rebuild or anything over here, you know what I mean? You got a lot of young guys who are going to come up, but you want them to have that success right away. You don't want them to hit those struggles, and I think if you can kind of help prepare them and get them right for those situations, like, when they do struggle, it's not going to be for a long time. They're going to be able to make those adjustments and bounce back out of it. And you see the guys over there with the Red Sox too, the young players that are coming up and making an impact and getting the taste of, like, the big leagues and spring training and things like
that. But to have someone to say, this is, you have talent, right?
Yeah.
But this is, like, how you sort of navigate a season. This is how you win. This is probably, I know that you know this, but I'm just saying that this is, people like yourself are so important in baseball. And I would like to think teams are, it's a cyclical thing in baseball, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, again, it's like, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon,
yeah,
right? But you're running at a fast pace throughout the entire season. And sometimes we can get caught up on one bad outing or one, you know, bad result, and it affects us in the long run because we all strive for sport perfection and we all want to go out there and have the best success. But, you know, sometimes you learn a lot through those failed experiences, and I feel like I've experienced that a lot of my career. You want to try to learn from them and, you know, not make those same mistakes again. But again, talking with the young guys, it's, you want to prepare them for those moments. And when it does happen, it's like, yeah, it stings, but at least now we know, like, what we got to do to be better and bounce out of it. And I think having, you know, guys like myself and DeGrom and Mally and, you know, the coaching staff that we have, it kind of helps our younger guys get out of those situations a lot quicker and keep us all on the same page and going forward and, you know, having that good success.
Well, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.